They will say good morning. So let's begin in my edition of Mishnah Sesharim. So not my edition, the edition that I have. We're on still in Parak Beis. I'm on page Lamed Gimel. What section? Dalet. Kini Atzos Hayitzahara Mamish Abnei Adam. So let's remember again that Ramchal. We're learning on Friday that Ramchal spoke about this idea that the major strategy of the Yetzer Hara, in terms of getting people not to go ahead and think about their life or think about their actions, is to borrow the words of Paro, the Yetzer Hara takes the approach of Tichbat Ha'avoda. Just let the work become very intense, let people become exceptionally busy, overwhelmed, and if you do that, people by definition will not have time to think about the nature and quality of their lives. This is, and also what's amazing about this is that we often think that the strategy of the Yetzer Hara is to get us to sin. So Ramchal says, not really. All the Yetzer Hara really just has to do is just keep me busy. And once I'm busy and I don't have time to think, by definition, sin and mistake are not too far off. He says, Ki ish milchamahu umelumad ba'ar mimus v'efshali malik mimenu. Yetzer Hara is very smart. He's been waging this battle against man for a good number of years. He's very sly, very cunning. And the truth is, it's impossible to escape him, ela b'chachma rabba v'ashkafa gedola. Unless, of course, a person has great wisdom and great outlook. It's what the Navi cries out and says, pay attention to your ways. Ushlomo amar b'chachmas, and Shlomo said in his great wisdom, al titin shena le'inecha, tunuma la'afapecha, do not give slumber to your eyes, or I should say sleep to your eyes, or slumber to your eyelids. Hinatzel kitzvi miyad, ukitzipor miyad yakush. So even Shlomo HaMelech says, you can't fall asleep at the wheel of life. A person has to be awake, a person has to be vigilant, a person has to be paying attention, a person always has to understand that anything and everything they do or don't do has an incredible impact on the people we are. The Chachamim zichron livracha amru. And the rabbis said as well. The Chachamim zichron livracha amru. Kal hasam archosav ba'olam hazeh. Zocha v'rua v'rua b'yeshuaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say here that Ramchal quotes a beautiful Gemara from Maseches Moed Katan, which literally means, whoever kalas sam. Now remember again, Rashi Moed Katan says that sam is from Loshon Shuma, to measure or to weigh, to evaluate. Whoever evaluates his pathways, his actions in this world, will be privileged to see the salvation of God. Now what does that mean? Upashitu, shafilu im yifaka ha'atam alatzmo, that even if a person goes ahead and is careful with himself, or is vigilant with himself, ein b'kocho linotzel in lulia kodesh baruch hu ozro. So we'll say what the Ramchal is saying over here is the following. What's interesting to note, what he's picking up on the Gemara, is the Gemara says that whoever goes ahead and evaluates his ways in this world, whoever goes ahead, and now what does it mean to evaluate your ways? If you remember again, Rashi in Moed Katan says that a person weighs hefsid mitzvah kineged schara, right? A person weighs, that one lives life essentially with an ongoing cost-benefit analysis. You know, everything you do in life has a cost and has a benefit. And the shaila in life is, does the cost outweigh the benefit or not? Or does the benefit outweigh the cost? So a person has to do a mitzvah. So if you think about it again, a mitzvah has a cost. So the cost could be a financial cost. The cost could be an emotional cost. The cost could be a time cost. But l'maisa, there's a benefit also. Same thing with chait. Chait, the benefit is often obvious. The benefit is the pleasure. The benefit is the enjoyment. But the costs could be exceptionally steep as well. So the Gemara says, whoever goes ahead and evaluates his ways in this world, measures his ways, weighs his paths, his decisions, will see the salvation of God. Now what Ramchal picks up on over here is, you see from here that even if you are a vigilant and thoughtful person, and you measure your actions and you think about what you do, in order to be successful, you need the salvation of God. Meaning it's not just enough to take your own actions, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramchal says over here, because the truth is, The Yetzer Hara is exceptionally strong. Ki Yetzer Hara takif ma'od. The Yetzer Hara is very strong. Ukema amar hakasuv, sofe rasha latzadik, umevakish lamiso, Hashem lo ya'azenu biyado. Literally, that ultimately, again, the Yetzer Hara is always on the lookout, always looking sofe lamiso, always trying to literally kill us, take us away, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake us. And I will say this, we've seen this sentiment before. This idea that the Yetzer Hara is so strong that without the Yetzer Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be able to, the Yetzer Hara is so strong that without God's help, man would not be able to go ahead and combat him. Ach, im ha'odam mefakeach al atzmo. But you don't just automatically get the salvation or assistance of God. Instead, what you have to do is the following. If a person ultimately is vigilant, a person watches out for himself, and we'll discuss what this means, but a person takes the necessary steps to ensure that he doesn't make terrible mistakes in life, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, v'nitzal min yetzahara. So if I help myself, then God will help me as well and save me from the yetzahara. Avalim inu mevakeach al atzmo. But I will say, if I'm not vigilant about myself, Vada Shakadish Baruch Hu lo yifakach alav, then why should God assist me? Ki imhu enochas, because if I don't care about myself, mi achuselav, who's going to care about me? V'huke inyan mashamor abasin zichron levracha. This is what the rabbi said. Kol misha in bodea, aser l'rachem alav. This is actually a very dramatic gemara. Whoever doesn't have dea, right? Whoever never said, what do you mean don't have dea? Whoever just does not make good decisions in life. Person just does not have basic understanding and smarts about them. Asul rachim alav, you can't have compassion on them. They're both saying, what does that mean? That sounds like such a coarse indifferent and hard gemara. What do you mean if somebody doesn't have dea? Some people just aren't so savvy. Some people just aren't so smart. So because someone doesn't have enough smarts to look out for themselves, I can't look out for them. No, v'huma sha'amru im ein anili mili. Now, this is not what it means. What it means is like this. In order to be successful in life, there will always be people to help you. But first, you have to help yourself. If you don't help yourself, and I'll say this, we know this, cloud goes on life. If you don't help yourself, then you could have the most wonderful support network, the most wonderful teachers, the most wonderful spouse, the most wonderful friends, and they could all want to help you. But if you don't want to help yourself, then at the end of the day, nothing happens. And that's the whole chapa of Ramosa. It's a very, on one hand, if you look at this, it's a very empowering approach. Because what Ramchal is saying is, look, the Yetzirah is difficult, and the Yetzirah is strong. And especially since now we've seen that the approach of the Yetzirah is not really to say, go and sin. The approach of the Yetzirah is, you're so busy. You got to run here. You have to do this. You have to do here. You're here, here. And so you have no time to think. You have no time to contemplate. And that's when we get ourselves into trouble. When there's no thought, when there's no contemplation, when there's just no attention given to the nature, quality, and direction of my life and my actions. But unless, of course, I take back the reins of life and I make the time, which we're going to discuss, make the time for what, then if I don't help myself, then no one can help me. And that includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. If I don't take control of these things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come to my aid. So let's begin Parak Gimel. So remember again, so far what we've accomplished in Parak Beis is we are in this first attribute that he calls Midas HaZihirus. So what's our definition of Zihirus? So Zihirus literally means, first step is pay attention to life. Pay attention to life. That's Zahirus. Zahir, be careful. Be vigilant, right? Take care and vigilance with how you live. Now, what does that mean? So here we go. Hine, so the title of this chapter is Bebeir Chelki Azihiros. Now here we get literally into the explanation of what it means to be Zahir, of what it means to be vigilant in life. Hine harotze lefakeach al atzmo. If a person wants to go ahead and be vigilant of his life, on his life, a person wants to pay attention, be attentive to the way he lives, you need two hashkafas. We're supposed to say hashkafa means an outlook. You need two important outlooks in life. Number one, ha'achos, she'yisponin mahu hatov ha'amiti, she'yivchar b'ha'adam, v'haro ha'amiti shonasiyan. We're supposed to say, now this is quite amazing. The first step, says the Ramchal, is I have to identify what is the tov ha'amiti. What is the ultimate good that I am working towards? And I will say, you hear how amazing this is? What the Ramchal is saying is, if you're going to be successful in life, you have to know what it is that you are working towards. Where am I going? What am I advancing towards? And you can see, like, implicit in the words of the Ramchal, is that sometimes the greatest challenge in life is I don't really know what I'm working towards. I know what I have to accomplish today. I know where I want to try to get to this week. I know the kind of like the short term plans that I have. But what is the Tova Amiti? What is the ultimate good? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like the question a person has to ask themselves, and it's a very difficult question, is after 120, when I'm on my deathbed, you know, what is the thing that I hope to have accomplished that will make me feel like I lived a good life? What is that thing? Now, by the way, for most of us, it's not a thing. For most of us, it could be a number of different things. But Lamai said, at least beginning with the thought, what is the thing? What is that tov ha'amiti sheyivchar lo ha'adam that I am aspiring to, that I'm working towards? And by definition, by the way, once you can answer that, you're able to answer another question, which is v'hara ha'amiti she'anos mimenu. And therefore, what is that terrible thing, that negative thing that I am running from? So what Ramchal is saying is, in life, it's important to set up your poles, right? Your two opposite ends. What am I working towards? And by definition, once I know what I'm working towards, I also know what I am trying to avoid. And both of those are very important, as we're going to see. I need the positive, where am I going? But I also need the negative, what am I trying to avoid? So we'll say that's number one. Number one in life, you have to identify for yourself, what is the Tov Hamiti? What is the ultimate good that I am aspiring to and trying to reach? Number two, Vashniya. So step number one, says the Ramchal, in living a vigilant and attentive life, is identifying the Tov Amiti. What is the ultimate good I am trying to reach? And by definition, what is the Raha Amiti? What is the ultimate negative thing that I'm trying to avoid? That's number one. But that's on a very big, like, global level. On a global level. However, again, on a practical day-to-day level, I have to be attentive and think about the actions I'm doing. And then what? And then what? And then I have to figure out, are those actions part of the Tova Amiti or the Ra Amiti? You're about to say, you know, you see this, by the way, there's a lot of literature written about organizational structures and how organization works. So it's interesting that one of the models that has become very popular, they call it vision-driven leadership or vision-driven organizational structure, which is that you have a vision, here's what we are, here's what we do. And then questions come up all the time, should we do this, should we do that, should we do this, and what's the answer? The answer is very simple. Does it advance your vision or not? If it advances the vision, do it. If it doesn't advance the vision, don't do it. Why do we get into such trouble in life or sometimes have such indecision? Because you don't have vision. Because I don't have vision. I don't know what it is that I'm working towards. So if I don't know what it is that I'm working towards, then what? Then suddenly every single decision, like, I don't know, should I do this? It sounds nice. It sounds good. Is it important? Is it not important? I don't know. So Ramchal says, step number one is establish your life vision. Step number one, establish your Tov Amiti. What is it that you're working towards? What is it that you want to get to? And by definition, what is it that you're trying to avoid? Once I have that, step number two is the analysis of my actions. So now when I have the opportunity to do something or I'm faced with a decision, again, everything becomes much clearer. If the decision gets me towards the Tov Amiti or if the action gets to the Tov Amiti, do it. If it takes me away from the Tov Amiti, puts me more towards the Ra Amiti, then don't do it. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem at the beginning of Perek Gimel tomorrow.